Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison, Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, everybody? Coming to you live from the Cool Breeze AC broadcast studio here in Pinellas Park. A lot of things to get to. We have some pretty cool guests coming on. I want to talk to you about your Salt Lake experience.
Yeah.
But before I talk to you about yours, let's welcome our first guest and talk about his experience in Salt Lake City. He is the king of violence, Mike Perry. Mike, how are you?
Hey, what's up, boys? I'm great, man. How are you guys?
We're doing great. Things are good here. Are you back home now?
Yeah, man. But I've been quite busy. They're locking my schedule down. I got lots of people to talk to, places to be, people to see. But it's all been, you know, heavy is the head that wears the crown, man. It's all been good.
When you were first starting to get into combat sports, what did you envision? And could you have possibly envisioned what has, you know, what you have worked out, what you have worked on for so long, and where you are in the position you're in right now in combat sports?
Yeah, I think, that was a little bit of my dreams manifested there, that I had that opportunity, and it's been a long time coming. I must have saw Eddie Alvarez 20 years ago on TV. Maybe I said, you know, he was like the first guy I saw fight, and I kept thinking of GSP facing Matt Hughes for the first time. Matt Hughes got him, and GSP tried to say, you know, he was fighting his idol or whatever. Well, I didn't let that get to me, and I really had fun in there and had a banger of a fight. And, you know, but people still always, there's always still someone's got to say. They can't let you have, you know. I was speaking with the great Helwani yesterday, and he said something about it could be 99%, but we tend to focus on that 1% of one bad comment or something. But I've been enjoying myself, and I try to block out all the negative noise.
You know, and the only thing I'll say about that is, tell me anybody in this world, including myself, that hasn't had one bad comment, that hasn't had one bad whatever. And it's the people that just continue to move on, you know, that you have to, you know, look up to. I mean, we've all made mistakes. I think I made one. Have I made one, Matt?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah, hiring you. That was my biggest mistake.
That was a good one.
So Mike, look, man, it was an honor to be there for your fight. Obviously, handing you the King of Violence billboard mat afterwards in the lobby. You know, this question, obviously, everybody's asking you the same questions over and over again. So I'll try to come from a different angle. This fight, I actually brought my wife and my kids out. I know you had your wife and your kids there. Talk about that. I mean, as far as the inclusion, you know, because being in around a fight after a fight when there's tons of people there, you know, do you ever get worried about their safety? I mean, does it distract you at all? Does it keep you from focusing on what you need to focus on? And what's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think they were just fine. You know, I had lots of family there with them, with me, and I brought the whole family out, and Eddie Alvarez is a big family man, and it was, yes, we can be mean and tough, but we kept that to each other, and, you know, it was about family enjoying the show for what we do as men for them, and you know, I saw Eddie in the post-fight press conference room, and he had his arms around his kids, and I walked over to them, and I was, like, saying something, and I saw he had a little girl, and she looked a little upset, and I took my glasses off, and I looked at her, and I said, hey, your daddy got me pretty good, too, you know, and she smiled, and everything, you know, it's just... as a tough guy, you know, the toughest out here, that means that you know how to change in between lines where the kids can feel good and safe, and then you can turn around and be man to man and, you know, be as violent as entertainment can be. So, you know, to have my kids there and bring my son in the ring and hold him up and kiss my wife, and that's all part of that manifesting I was talking about. That's been years in the making for me to have these moments, and all the violent times I've had inside fighting, I earned that joy with my family, because that's the type of man I am. Everybody knows who I am, what I am, what I do. And it can be violent, but at the same time, it's just love of the sport. It is what I do for a living and how I pay my bills. So, you know, it's a confusing time with the entertaining aspect you want to put on for the fans, but you also have to be honest with yourself and with your opponents.
Well, I want to say, you know, just my comment on all that is, I think you soften the sport for the fans. You know, I think for those that think it's a barbaric sport, to bring the family in at the end, I think personally makes it relatable to the masses. And I think that's why you are the face of the BKFC, because you're making it appealing to all.
But Mike, before you answer, I want to just jump in. I don't think it necessarily softens the sport. What I think it does is take the sport back to what it's meant to be. It's a competition. You can like, you can dislike, but when the fight's over, it's back to you being a father, a husband, all that. And I didn't know that story, Mike, but I'll tell you what, I wish more people would know that about the sport, and more importantly, about you.
Yeah, it takes high-level competition to not be so upset after the final bell, after things have been stated and you know, in the earlier days of people's fighting careers, the losers and some might lose their mind in things, and they might try to do something or hurt someone that, you know, that they will regret later. It might take them out of the sport forever or something like that. Those things happen. Some people do lose control of their minds after, you know, getting hit in the head a few times. You know, CTE be real for some of these guys, but, you know, I always keep my mind together. Eddie does the same. He's a professional, and you know, I was happy that you don't want to be on that side of the losing side, and I'm sure he did good, so he thought he was going to win that thing, but you know, it is what it is. And also, I wanted to say that there's children in Gaza who are going through much worse than, you know, just being at a fighting event with their parents. You know, it's a little bit worse in some parts of the world. So we're lucky and blessed.
No, for sure. Absolutely. And that response that you just said, and I give Matt and a lot of people a hard time when they say, I went to war. You were in a fist fight. You know, MMA, yeah, combat sports is a fist fight. It's not war. Join the military. Have bullets shot at you. That's war. This is different.
Right.
It's a fist fight. It's a competition. But at the end, hopefully, you know, both are healthy enough. They can go home to their families and live another day. That's not always the case in a war.
Absolutely. You know, sometimes before... I feel you on that. Like, I don't really use the word war too much, but when it was right before the fight, my mind kind of went towards that, because I knew what I was getting myself into. I knew what I planned to go in the ring to do, and that was take some hits, to give some hits. And had that third round happened, we're talking scary stuff for all those involved, both sides, you know. So we're glad that everyone was healthy and able to go home with the family. And, you know, yes, there are people who fight wars, real wars, with bombs and life or death situations. And obviously that's a different side of, it's not a war. Sometimes I like to say battle, you know, it's right. Just a small battle in the bigger picture. So, you know, thank God that, you know, we have our health and we made some wealth, and now it's Christmas time and we got to go Christmas shopping and buy all the kids toys.
Mike's a poet. We all didn't know it.
That's what Mike said. And I like the way you shouted out GSP about being scared of heights and putting on his Christmas tree decorations. And so I like the way you throw jabs at people across the different spectrums. The latest jab, obviously, was at Jorge Masvidal. You're calling for him to be your next opponent. I see David's on board with making that happen. So do you think that will be the next
fight? Is that a jab? Is that a jab, though? You know what I mean? Like, okay, I get that when, especially someone like that, some fighters, they take offense to being called out. I guess that's what we are supposed to do sometimes. That's how you get your mind in the set of fighting. But at the same time, in all, like, you know, in all the attention I'm receiving, this is my moment as, you know, the king of violence, and everyone's so happy for me and my performance and this and that. And if I'm going to give attention to anyone or any other athlete or fighter, I want it to be a rough, tough, scary guy who might say some nasty things about me once I do it. But I know that could happen, and I did it out of respect for possibilities in the sport, for their capabilities as to what they can do as an athlete, for the names that I called out. You know, it's kind of an honor to face some of these guys, and I think I'm in the position of where it's an honor for them to face me as well, because everyone knows what I bring into the ring. There is no quit here. And I can always win a fight, no matter where the fight is at. It can be mine.
Mike, let me ask you this. What's it like? What's it feel like now that you're the chased? Everybody is chasing you. There's not, yeah, you called out Jorge Masvidal, and hopefully that can happen. But it's very few out there for you to call out. It's everybody's trying to get the fight with you. What's that feeling like?
That's part of where I say, you know, there's always a comment out there that someone's saying, you know, some of these people, they're fans that they might have, but they don't have too many of them. I don't know. It's like their fans are trying to say things that sound negative towards me and what I'm doing so they can try to get attention to this other athlete, so that he might have a chance. And, you know, maybe the athlete is being honest with it, but some of the fans might not be being honest. It's like I'm always one step away from being the GOAT. And then once I get there, a lot of people just won't let me have it. And that's fine, but they're not going to fight me for it. They're not going to step up to me and do anything about it. And if I was in their face, and if they did say something negative, oh my gosh, please believe I would get in their face and let them know exactly how I felt. That's where you got to take social media for social media, and just block out all the white noise and, you know, focus on the climbing path that you're on. Dang, I must be up here on top of Mount Everest right now.
Yeah, we'll talk to the dog next.
Yeah. Oh, you hear that, huh? This dang thing is always over there. Bark. Hey, be quiet over there. That's Eddie Alvarez. I told him I'd put him in the backyard and get him some water. And told him, go lay down and be quiet. Hey, be quiet, Eddie.
So what's the plans the next couple of weeks? What's Christmas going to be like at the Perry Mansion?
Man, I got to go Christmas shopping, but I haven't been able to get off of my phone and stop talking to people. I got to get out of the house. And then when we do get out of the house, we got to take the two kids when we go. And we got to take the dog out to use the bathroom. And then I'm going to see the Devin Haney fight this weekend. And then I'm going to Las Vegas next weekend. Quite busy right now, man. So we gotta, I don't know, I'm gonna leave some space in my luggage, and then we'll try to pick up some gifts along the way. But I'll tell you what, my son is so bad. We tell him every day, like, you're not gonna get nothing for Christmas. I was like, you might get some clothes, dude. You might get clothes for Christmas because he's so bad. But I don't know, we'll get him something, some toys. And
how old is he?
He'll be 3 in January.
I got a perfect thing that I'm going to send them. So you know how I always like to give you some things, which obviously we're going to do the 8-Man Strong and the Bucked Up Energy Drink. But I have something for him as well that I'll put in the mail, and it's from you, it's from Santa. You know, take it. But I think you're going to like it, so it'll definitely be cool. How long until you're going to start getting that itch again? You know, the fight was just Saturday. You're going to have downtime. You're going to have Christmas. You got to do all these responsibilities with the phone calls, but how soon until the itch is going to come and, you know, you want to get back in there?
Well, I do want to get in the gym and lift some weights, pump some iron, eat some food, put some size on. And so that way, you know, I did cut a lot of weight and I looked really good. And like, you know, there's a possible movie offer out there if I'm looking good on camera and stuff, but like, I'd rather have the power belly and have the size where if I got to deal with people like a security guard, you know, people's security, personal security, it's like they just move their belly through the crowd and people have to move out of the way because they're just so big and strong. So I got to get bigger and stronger because there's lots of people who want to, they think they want to come for the king, and I'm going to have to stay ready to smack them all down, put them in their place, and that's what I'm going to do. So as soon as I get a little bit of downtime, I'm just going to hit the gym and go pump some iron.
I didn't ask David Feldman when he was on last week, and so I'm curious. Is the King of Violence title, the belt, is that a one-off, kind of like what the UFC did? Or next time you fight, is that being defended? How is that playing out?
Yeah, it's not like the President of the United States. You know, he's got 4 years, and then if he gets voted in again, he gets 4 more years. And we're all hoping for a candidate change this year, in my opinion. And, but as the King of Violence, like that's, I'm here to stay. And, you know, I don't think anybody's going to be getting another shot because who else is as violent as Platinum Mike Perry when they get in the ring? And you got to be both sides. You got to have adversity and pull through and, you know, hold your head high the whole time. So, you know, if it's the right fight, you know, maybe another type of king, a BMF possibility, you know, or something like that. But I'm really happy with the belt. I'm really, you know, with the title, with the name that comes with it. And I think I earned it over the last 20 years of being a fighter. And so, you know, we'll see where it goes. I'm not going to make any guesses, but I know lots of people are going to try to come for the king. And, you know, I need a private army to protect and watch my back as well, because they know I'd get their back. I'd watch their back in a heartbeat. I'd be the first one on the front lines. That's the thing about an army, you know what I mean? Some people, celebrity, might hide behind that, but me, I would be front line. I'd be the first one running into the fire. So that's why I've been crying.
Absolutely, and I'll bring it real quickly to the Tampa Bay Lightning. You know, their captain, Steven Stamkos, you know, typically in the NHL, you have a goon. You have somebody that goes and sticks up for your superstar. And Steven Stamkos took over that team of the Tampa Bay Lightning when he started fighting. You know, he's like, I don't need people protecting me. You know, I'm the leader of this team. I'm going to go out there and fight. And, yeah, that's definitely a Mike Perry. Two names that kind of got mentioned because they were there at the press conference, Luis Palomino. Made some comments before, I think it was, and then Dave Mundell made some after. Any thoughts on either one of those two?
Yeah, my thoughts are like, you know, how you guys going to say, listen, Palomino was already scheduled to, the day after the fight, he's got a fight. So it's like, you want me to say what? I'll fight you right here, right now at the press conference after I just fought? Or, you know, you want me to talk the fight up for you? You want me to give you attention? You know, I like Palomino, but I can't name one opponent he's fought in bare knuckle out of his 9 title defenses. Why is his title defenses real, but I can't name one of the guys that he fought? And which one that he fought was the champion when he fought them? No, he was the champion, right? He hasn't fought another champion. I've been beating multiple time and organization world champions. They were in different organizations when they were champions, but they were in the organizations that everyone knows, and they were names that everyone knows to be good, and I beat them. So, and as far as Mundell, I smashed him twice. Yes, maybe it was a different sport, but, like, come on, man. These guys are no – maybe Palomino is a little closer than Mundell, but I said on Hell Wanting, if I wanted to try for a belt, I wanted to try for the 185-pound belt. So those guys are what, 165, 155, and 175? So, you know – listen, if the name came through on the contract, I'd be happy to do it. I'm not going to make the fight for them, for those guys. I'm not going to call their shots for them. They're obviously not calling their shots properly or correctly. And, Palomino's finally got a fighter that he's facing a boxer, an actual boxer. But, like, I can't even think of his name right now. So, you know, these guys, man, I'd be happy to do it. You want David Feldman? Why is no one asking David Feldman these questions? Why do they ask me these questions? You know what I mean? So tell David Feldman, put the name on the contract, and I'd be happy to fight him.
Easy enough. There you go. Mike, as always, thank you very much for your time. Enjoy the next couple of weeks. I'll see you in Vegas next week. I will be out there, so we will catch up. I think Matt has something else, but real quickly, we're going to send you some more 8-Man Strong. We're going to send you some more Bucked Up Energy Drink, and then I'm going to send a little gift for your son as well.
I really appreciate it. Randy, hey, Mike, thank you.
So I just want to say this last second. You know, I know your wife is a part of this as much as you are. She's in the corner. She gets all the attention like you. I was in her cheering section for your fight. I promised Dakota I would shout her out on the radio when we talked to you today. So Latori has huge fans as well as you, and they all came from Texas to support you in Salt Lake City. So congrats, champ, king of violence, Mike Perry, the entire Perry family. Merry Christmas.
I'll talk to you next week,
Thank you so much, man. Merry Christmas, guys. Shout out Knockout Radio. Y'all have a great day. Peace.
you as well. That is the king of violence. And, you know, I normally don't say this. I'm so happy for him.
Oh, that's the best.
You know, I try to keep it, you know, the professional thing, but people know I am a fan of the person, Mike Perry.
Well, because we've seen him develop. We've seen him in the UFC. We've seen him go through adversity. We've seen him go through struggle. And we saw him come through his professional side.
All of that is true, but I've seen what kind of person he is to me personally.
For sure.
You know, from the time I met him, Mike Perry to me and Knockout Radio has been one of the most loyal people.
Yeah.
You know, up there with the Chuck Liddells, who gets on a plane to fly to the Super Bowl to be on the show. Mike Perry has done the same types of things. And I know I talk about it, but probably not as much as I want to. But loyalty, like Derek Jeter said, loyalty one way is stupidity. And that's why I am loyal to Mike. I've said that from day one. And I'm mad at myself for not going to Salt Lake just because of Mike.
Yeah. No, it was a spectacle to see. It was amazing energy. And even though he fought a dog who we put out back right now.
The fellow Philadelphia.
But Eddie Alvarez is a legend. I mean, he's a star. People love. And when he walked out, he got his fanfare. But when Mike came out, he had equal fanfare. And it was a split side of
story I think I've ever heard. Was when Mike said what he did with his sunglasses to Eddie's daughter.
Yeah.
Obviously, great. I didn't know about it. You know, I don't read other things. I don't listen to other people. You still haven't, you know, we haven't had time for you to tell me what you've
for
experienced
sure.
out there. That story alone is on. That's old school MMA. That's what MMA is supposed to be about.
Absolutely.
That's what combat sports is supposed to be about. It's competition, not the talking crap after. And I know you're going to talk some crap to get the fight sold and the WWE-ish, but, you know, the sportsmanship, the honor after the fight. And for Mike Perry to do that, that's why I love the dude.
First class.
Unbelievable.
King of violence.
I know we blew through the first one. Let's not do the second. Bottom of the hour. Interesting subject. Interesting interview coming up next. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Public Seller.
Yo, this is Platinum Mike Perry. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Ladies and gentlemen, fighting out of the Christmas corner, MMA bobblehead from MMABobblehead.com.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up Energy Drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up!
What's up, Tampa, Florida? What's up, Clearwater, Florida? This is Scott Yeager of the Challenge Mania podcast. And if you're a fan of MTV's The Challenge, just like me, or CBS's Big Brother, we have an awesome event for you on Saturday, January 27th, to get you ready for WWE's Royal Rumble later that night. Myself and the godfather of MTV, Mark Long, are hosting a Royal Rager party at Mugs in Clearwater from 1 to 4 p.m. right by Tropicana Stadium, where the Royal Rumble is taking place. We'll We'll be joined by Alyssa Snyder, Alyssa Lopez, Hunter Barfield, Paulie Calafiore, Sam McGinn, the Nolan Twins, and more cast members from reality TV. Come and hang out with us. Come and hang out with the Challenge Mania gang. Meet the cast members. Party like it's MTV Spring Break. It all goes down from 1 to 4 p.m. on Saturday, January 27th at Mugs in Clearwater. Trust us, you'll have more than enough time to make it over to the stadium for the Royal Rumble, because that's where we're going to. Tickets are available now at ChallengeMania.live.
Eight Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Eight Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Bob the Beast Sapp, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris. I'm going to knock him out.
All right, we are back coming to you live from the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility. I specifically moved to this corner of the studio to get out of the way of the sunlight.
You were here first. You
moonlight,
whatever. You get to pick your spot.
I know. I'm going to
still chose the one that...
I'm going to fix it. All right, you know, so our next segment that we're going to talk about, you know, a lot of times, like the NFL, I've had fans say, what did they do? What did Warren Sapp do Monday through Saturday? He plays on Sunday.
Right.
But what does he do the rest of the week? How does he...
PlayStation.
Well, you know, he prepares to get on the field.
Xbox.
Fighters train for weeks and weeks for their fight. Holiday season's coming, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about when you go to a jewelry store, what are you looking for? And what has gone into the jewelry? I haven't.
No.
I'm going to now.
Okay.
So let's welcome to the program. I hope I get the name right. Helen Ficalora. Was I close?
Hey. Yeah, that's good. Thank you.
I appreciate it. From Helen Ficalora Signature Designs. Let's talk about that. Because like I said, you know, we don't think about that. We just think, let's go to a website. Let's go to your website. Let's look for something cool and let's purchase it. Not what goes into how you think about it, how you put these designs together.
Yeah, this is a crazy time of year.
So what goes into that? You know, you're thinking on whatever, whether it was when you first put the charm necklaces and your thoughts first came to that. What goes into that process of putting some of these jewelry designs together?
Well, first, for me, I like jewelry to be something that's meaningful to people. So all my pieces are designed to inspire beauty, love, and peace, and to be something meaningful. So each piece can be customized and put together in a way that works for the person. And we've added, like with the letters, we've added engraving to the back that makes it even more special.
So Helen, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
So I'm kind of I'm out of the loop here. I just got here. I was running late. I was in Salt Lake City all week for the fight, so I just got back to town. So please tell people what your jewelry store is, or where they can find your product, or you know, because I'm in Tampa Bay. I don't know if you're local to Tampa Bay, but how do we find you and support your business?
Okay, well, I have a big e-commerce presence, and that's at www.helenficalora.com. That's the easiest way. I have a store in Chicago and in Soho in New York. Those are kind of physical. Places you can actually go and interact personally with the jewelry, but online we have offer free shipping. It comes fast, and it's, you know, we have great customer support. So if someone, you know, places an order, we'll contact them, go over their order with them, answer any questions. All the pieces are solid 14 karat gold or silver. I do white, yellow, and rose gold, charms, chains, earrings, necklaces. It's been a celebrity favorite. It's easy to wear. It's a great new mom gift. It's a great grandma gift. It's a great bat mitzvah gift. It's kind of for everyone, a way to have a personalized piece of jewelry that you can put on, wear all the time, and just be happy about and makes a little bit of sparkly adornment.
Was it like for you the first time, and as it continues, when you see one of your pieces, you know, out in either social media or out on a TV show or in a movie? I understand some have been used by some pretty big celebrities. What's that like when you see somebody like that supporting your product?
Oh, it's amazing. I remember the first time, I didn't really realize what was happening with Alphabet Charms. They were kind of had a life of their own, and people were wearing them, and people were like crossing the street and asking them where they got their necklace, and all sorts of like, you know, crazy stuff was happening. And it just, I don't really watch a lot of TV, but I had a friend of mine call me and said, you know, Katie Couric was wearing the necklaces on the Today Show. So I went, this is, you know, dating myself a little, but I went to look at, I turned on the Today Show, and they were like throwing light off of the charm. And I was like, oh my God, they were doing some kind of magic thing where they were attracting attention for themselves. And I'm like, this is completely crazy, but I'm really happy it's happening. So, you know, that was a very exciting moment because I hadn't realized like just what was happening with them and why the phenomenon was happening. Like people just kept, you know, wanting to know. And then it's just been so much fun. Like, on 30 Rock, Liz Lemon wore them as her main necklace for years. It's just been so much fun seeing them on, you know, different people at different times in so many movies, so many television shows. It's, you know, it's very, very exciting.
So we know with social media, you know, trends can happen overnight. I mean, we've seen Jake Paul go to, or Logan Paul go to the ring with a rare Pokemon card around his neck. You know, what's the trend now, 2023, Christmas season's coming up. What are people into? Is it charms, is it necklaces, the earrings? Like, what's the big trend this year?
I mean, I think people are still interested in personalized jewelry. It definitely hasn't lost its appeal. And I think the more, you know, kind of we want to have an identity for ourselves, the more having something that does identify us is of interest to people.
Give that that website again, how people you know, can log on. When is the last day that somebody can order and be able to get it in time for either Hanukkah or Christmas?
I think like 2 days before, so I would say like the Thursday, maybe the Wednesday before Christmas, because Christmas hits on a Monday. That weekend's going to be hard to get packages out. And then for Hanukkah, they should be good up to 2 days, you know, before the end. But we're pushing everything out as fast as we possibly can. So the orders come in and we process them, even with the customized engraving and everything. We're working hard. We're Santa's elves. We're the little dreidels. I don't know. We're busy.
That's awesome. We just had the King of Violence, Mike Perry, on, and maybe we should send something to his wife, Latora, so as they hit the circuit here, now that he's the biggest name in combat sports, she can be, you know, displaying such a nice piece as well.
I would love that. Yeah, hook me up, and we'll send her something special.
I will definitely do that. I have your info. Thank you very much. Let me give you
the website again. So, right, you gave me a chance to plug it again, and I don't want to miss it. So it's Helen, www.helenficalora.com.
Do you have any social media commercials? Do you have a 30-second commercial that you either do have or you could put together?
I think so. We did some. We have a bunch of stuff. My son's really in charge of all the media and advertising stuff, but I can get you something. Do you want a video or audio?
Audio. Yeah, if you can send me something audio, I'll run it all through the holidays for you.
Oh, excellent. You're the best.
And Helen, before I let you go, I am the king of pizza. I invented the pizza diet. So I got to know before I go, you have a store in Chicago, you have a location in New York. Who has the better pizza?
Well, first I have a pizza charm, so I'd love to send you one. If you tell me your size length and do you like gold or silver, I'll send you a pizza charm. I have a slice of pizza.
Proudly wear it on the show. But who has a better pizza, New York or Chicago?
I'm a New Yorker, so got to say New York.
Love it.
There you have it. Love it. Helen, thank you very much. I will shoot you a message after the show, and we'll connect and get some stuff to Mike and Matt, and we'll run the spot for you, and we'll have some fun.
Okay, excellent. Thank you. Nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you too. Happy holidays. All right.
Thank you. So
that went from the king of violence to the queen of jewelry.
Yeah.
How awesome was that?
And then maybe she can make some customized belts. I mean, didn't we have a fighter? Didn't Hector Lombard, somebody stole the diamonds out of the first belt he won in the back of the arena. Somebody took the diamonds out of it.
Speaking of that belt, I don't know if you saw this. Christina Ferreira sold her belts.
What?
The belts from up there.
Really?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Sold her belts?
Yeah.
Wow. I guess it's like the football guys selling their Super Bowl rings.
I mean, I reached out. I was going to buy one for the studio. She was selling them as a pair.
Okay.
And, by the time I reached out to other people, they were already sold. She sold them fairly inexpensive, I would think.
Huh.
But we'll talk more about that and a whole lot more.
Wow.
When we return. This is Knockout Radio coming to you live from the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility. Brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and of course, Bio Excel.
Hi, this is George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. They have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at countrydepotstore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit. Country Depot.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, yo, this is Ricky Waters, and you're listening to Talkin' Sports with Randy Harris.
Hi, we are back with you live from the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility.
Finally, the guy does something.
What?
Well, the producer over here, he finally got me a fight.
The guy who's going to fight you, the guy who's going to box you, sized you up the other day.
Okay.
In New York, he sized you up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He was with us? But did he have lunch with us, dinner with us?
No. Yeah. Oh. There was nobody at that table that you could take that went to dinner with.
You don't know that.
Oh, I do. Who do you think? Well, all right, the doctor, maybe.
The doctor. The other guys? I mean, those guys are grapplers. Like, that's not boxing.
Everybody on my side of the table, you would have zero shot with.
So somebody sized me up in New York?
Yep.
And where were they at? The arena?
Huh. Yeah, they were in the arena.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. The former fighter?
I went over and said, hey, that's the guy that I'm setting you up for, that you can't lose to.
Okay.
And he did say, wow, he's a big dude.
All right.
And I said, you could take him.
Well, how much time do I have to get ready?
The same amount that he's going to have.
Well, I didn't even know a date so I could start my fight camp.
I understand that.
Yeah. But I'm ready because I'm a Bucked Up affiliate now, Bucked Up Energy Drink, obviously a proud sponsor of Knockout Radio, proud sponsor of the BKFC. And I was just with them.
They came out with a Bucked Up BKFC energy drink.
I have it. And so they gave in the first section, the VIP sections, every chair had a Bucked Up energy shirt. And then everyone had a container of pre-workout formula from the Bucked Up BKFC collaboration. Their headquarters, obviously, is on I-15 heading south out of Salt Lake City. So they have a huge warehouse, huge facility. So if I've got a fight camp coming up, I'm definitely going to use the Bucked Up Energy pre-workout to get ready.
If anybody's listening would like to try it, reach out to me.
Yeah, I want to try it. I got it. I haven't opened the seal yet. But I'll tell you what, going through security, they stopped my bag. They pulled the
You can't take that on the plane.
Yes, you can. It's not a liquid. So you pull. I pulled that out. It's powder. It's in a canister.
Well, I don't know. You know, powder to a certain.
Well, I think it's only because it was sealed. I think it was only because it wasn't open. But they scanned it. They swabbed it with some kind of special cloth to see if it had chemicals on it. What are you looking for?
I dropped the cap of my my drink, and I'm going to spill it if I don't put the cap back on it.
It's like the producer having his phone on ring during the show. It's just amateur hour.
You don't fly with me. That's right.
I'm flying separate.
Yeah, I know. Well, every time I go through the airport, there's always an issue.
Because
it's me.
So you don't take stuff out of your pockets, don't take your shoes off.
I don't have to take my shoes off.
Why?
Because I'm pre-check. I'm TSA.
That means you don't have to take your shoes off?
You don't have to take your shoes off. Here's the ridiculous of that. You don't have to take your shoes off. You don't have to take your belt off unless you go through and the belt sets off the alarm. Yeah, no kidding. So it's to the point now because I get searched every time. I'm randomly selected every single time.
Okay.
So that's not random.
So you look like that guy.
I said, I just wish somebody had the basketballs to say you're on the list.
Is your name flagged? You're flagged by TSA.
Absolutely. And I'm okay with
it. Because you're combatant.
I am combatant.
You don't comply to rules.
Well, it's some problems.
You have many problems.
All right.
I don't think the machine will fix it, though.
Problem number one. Every time I go through, because not only am I the host, owner, runner, the whole 9 yards of this establishment, I have to carry all the equipment, too. Right. You show up 3 minutes before. Steve shows up with no driver's license, no credit card, no ID. And I got to lug all this crap on the plane, right? So I bring the metal case with all of our equipment. It always gets searched. So they randomly select me. They randomly open the case, and they fully take all my crap out.
Right.
And then say, okay, you're good to go.
Sure.
I'm like, how about put my crap back in?
They don't do that.
We don't do that.
It's like
we're going to have a problem.
It's like the grocery store that makes you buy a bag, pay a quarter to get a cart. Have you ever been to one of those?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, what?
You get the quarter back.
You do, but still. I mean, it's like.
Be smarter. Be like me. You go into that store. You go get a box. And if the box has like the conditioned milk, you just dump all that crap on the floor. And you take the box. And then you put all your crap in the box. So anyway, the last time we went, wherever Steve and I went, I went through, it went off, go through it again. I go, no, just search me. Well, no, we don't do that. You're going to end up searching me anyway.
Right?
Let's just get right to it.
So you start to take your clothes off when you walk through?
So then they make me go through it. It goes off again. Now they swab this. So by the time we get to it, it's been 15 minutes, and now they're going to do the full body cavity search.
Yeah, those are fun.
And then the guy says something to him, and I ignore him. I'm like, just do your job. We don't need to be friends. I don't need to talk to you. Stick your thumb up and let's get this over with.
You know what really makes them mad? When you tell them that you refuse to go through the X-ray machine, that you want to be manually patted down. Well, right, but it's different when they make you go through it because they want to check, versus like when you voluntarily be like, I'm not going through the machine. Then they're like, oh, we got one of them, right? Because there's scientists out there, there's doctors out there that show that the radiation from those is cumulative. Like,
sure.
And the more you travel, the more your body holds on to radiation from a cellular level, from a mitochondria level. So when you go through and you tell them that you don't want it because of medical reasons, they get pissed because then they have to put gloves on. They got to come over, stop their processes.
That's what I'm doing next time.
So, but the BKFC supplement, the pre-workout, made it through security, no problem. I assume it will pass all USADA and drug testing for fighters because it's made pretty much for the fight community.
Don't be so sure.
Well, I mean, but it should pass.
This is what I'm going to say publicly, privately, and to every fighter that takes anything.
Okay.
Check it before you take it.
It ultimately
falls on you. You know, and when I first formed a relationship with Bucked Up, I spoke to the owners about that.
Yeah.
And they're like, most of the product will go through, but every single one should be checked.
Yeah.
Talk to your doctor. I almost said something negative about a particular doctor.
But if you take the jug, I mean, the container says BKFC X, Bucked Up Energy. So they're a collaboration. You would assume that every ingredient in that formula would be passable for.
What was the key word you said?
Should be.
Assume.
Assume.
Don't ever assume anything.
Stuff. Yeah. So there's a warning for all you fighters. You make sure you check labels of everything you put in your body because it's pre-workout. It's not performance enhancing anabolic steroid per se, but if there's a chemical that's on there that pops the test and you fail, you could be suspended or lose your eligibility to fight.
We don't want that.
That's it.
So,
but going back to the machine, the shopping establishment that's so cheap that they make you put a quarter in to get a cart, and then you get a quarter back. The one college that doesn't get a quarter back is Florida State University, but it doesn't look like they need them in the bowl game.
Why? Because they're not going to play?
That's it. They don't need a quarterback.
Well, they are going to play.
So they're going to play in a different game. But
yeah.
But they're not playing in the top four for the national championship. They were eliminated
They were excluded. They were not eliminated. We'll talk about that after the top of the hour. I want to get back to, just so you know, this is my theory. And I'm sure this is right, because I normally am.
You can't.
Hold on a second. I am sure of this. Okay. Do you know why the quarter thing is at that grocery store?
So you bring your cart back so they don't have to bring employees out to go do it. So carts aren't littered all through the parking lot.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, hit into vehicles. My car got hit by a shopping cart, and I called the store. I don't want to necessarily say their name, but since they stepped up, they're based out of Lakeland, and they paid to fix my car.
Really?
So that comes out of their profits.
Wow.
So by doing this, most people are like, if I put a damn quarter in there, I'm getting that damn thing back.
Sure.
You know, if it was you, you probably would put the quarter in, use it, and still leave it in the parking lot.
Oh, yeah, I'd leave.
It's only a quarter.
I'd bring like a whole roll of quarters, get all the cards and pile them up in the back of the lot.
Could you do that after the show?
Huh?
Will you do that after the show?
We can do it.
Not we. I want you to do it.
Well, I need you to film it.
Well,
we'll go. We'll buy all the carts.
No, not we. You.
I.
You will buy all the carts.
Roll them out to the furthest part of the lot and pile them up.
Perfect.
And just walk away.
Steve will videotape it. It'll be on our social media. Then when the two of you leave, I'll go get all the carts. And I'll take
get all your money back.
And get all your money back. It's not my money.
You're not going to give it back to me. You're like, oh, I did all the work. I'm keeping the money.
Well, of course. I didn't say I wouldn't give it back to you. I said it's your. You said and get your money back.
So what if we get a cardboard sign that says need a quarter?
We'll cart for
need,
food.
Need a quarter for a shopping cart. You know, like you can raise money to like you know get the cart.
Well, see, then you got to be smarter. So if it's the quarter. If you're going to give it to someone in the parking lot, you have to charge them a little more because they're going to have the cart at their convenience at their car.
Oh, that's true. Charge a premium for that.
Right.
But hey, if you give me a dollar, the cart's right here. You
don't have to get out of your car. I don't know about a dollar. That's a large Shark Tank markup, you know, 75 cent.
Well, what's the statute of limitation on incriminating yourself?
I don't know. I wish I knew on something.
7 years?
Well, some of it is seven.
All right, so I'm going to go back 30 years on this story.
Is this the car story?
No. What car story?
Can you ever tell that story publicly?
Where I hit the guy?
Where you painted your car?
Oh, well, I mean.
Alleged?
I didn't speed up. I just didn't slow down. And he thought that the road belonged to him. He found out that it didn't.
So hold on a second, hypocrite. Mr. Hypocrite, I have a question for you.
Sure.
So you had road rage crossing in New York City when a car almost hit you. As you were walking,
I was in a crosswalk. That's different. Well, this guy was jaywalking and crip walking because
we were jaywalking too.
No, they weren't jaywalking.
Yeah, we were.
No, we were at an intersection.
But we didn't have the red light or we didn't have the green light.
Possibly. Man, I don't know. I didn't look at the light.
Right.
But
depends who the judge is.
But some 30 years ago, one of my first jobs was working as a bagger at a grocery store. And during a big snowstorm in Indiana, they piled up all the snow in one big mound. It was probably at least the height of the building itself. And myself and another bagger thought it would be a funny idea to take all the carts and lug them up to the top of this snow pile, leave them. So we put 30 carts on top of this snow pile. They stayed up there for weeks until the snow melted to where they came down low enough because nobody wanted to climb up and get them. So, no, we would be at work on Saturday and be like, hey, can we get a car? And like, oh, we're out.
What was the name of the store?
No, I can't. That's Chinooks.
Huh?
Chinooks.
Chinooks?
Chinooks. Oh, it's St. Louis. It's a national chain, a regional chain. So, Chinooks.
And do you have a phone number for him?
Yeah, 1-800, not a chance.
Well, the only thing that would be better is if then you said you really didn't work there.
Oh, yeah. No, I worked there. I was a bagger.
You know, actually. You were more like Steve Monroe.
Yeah, that's the guy who has the best job.
Steve Monroe has the... Not only does he have the best job, he also makes the best smoked mullet. Yeah. You know, and he has it in Clearwater by the radio station on some days and downtown St. Pete on others. But he's also your checker.
Yeah.
You know, your receipt checker, which I fly by those guys. I was willing to stop for the first time ever.
Why?
At Walmart. I went the other day,
okay.
And typically I refuse to stop. If you want to check my work, do it.
Okay.
Don't make me do it and then question how I did my job,
right,
or did your job. But I was willing to stop. At first, as I started to walk towards him, I'm like, I'm going to blow right by him. And then I said, you know what? I'm going to be normal today.
Okay.
Not even normal.
Yeah, it's polite.
Polite.
Respectful.
I had a big thing of toilet paper and a big thing of paper towels.
Okay.
And I was going to tell them, normally I wouldn't stop. I wouldn't. But because I don't have these in bags, I put the receipt on the top. And they didn't question me and I walked right through. I would have stopped then because it wasn't. If it's in a bag and I put it in the bag and you're watching me, yeah, I'm not stopping.
Okay.
When we return, we are going to talk about NCAA, the four, the top six, the top eight. A lot of things I want to get off my chest.
Yeah.
And I want to see what FSU is all made about after my comments and after they get beat by, I mean, after they play Georgia. This is Knockout Radio. Eat Matt Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy, and so.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Eight Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Eight Man Strong.